Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know that sweet Jesus loves you. He wants to change your life and put you on the road to heaven. Because Jesus came into the world to save men and women, boys and girls from sin. And to give you power to serve the Lord. And to walk the way of the Lord to go to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Amen. We're going to continue our series of teaching and preaching about the names of God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this series. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate tune into today's broadcast. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about the wonderful glory of the Lord through his names. These names are adjectives that describe his glory. Praise God. He is Jehovah Roi, which is the Lord my shepherd. He is Jehovah Jireh, which is the Lord that will provide. And he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. God is good. Yes, he is. He is good. He wants our bodies to be well. He wants our needs to be met. He will supply your needs. He won't let you go hungry. He won't let you go naked. He won't let you go homeless. But God will make a way where there is no way. He's a God of miracles. He proved himself over and over again in the Word of God. Yes, he did. Being Jehovah Jireh. Yes, look at the widow woman during the famine. People will die like flies. But God sent the man of God, Elijah, to the widow's house. And amen, God told Elijah to tell that widow woman, fix me one cake. Amen. And then, praise our God, give them some water. And I'm telling you, that woman, she sacrificed all she had and gave it to the man of God because she only had a little meal to make one cake for her and her son. They was going to eat it and die. But she gave it to the man of God, Elijah the prophet. And when she gave it to him, he ate all of that, didn't give her child not a crumb, but ate it. And then after he ate it, he said, go back and make a cake for you and your son. And that woman went back to that barrel, and there was enough meal to make two cakes instead of one. Look at God. I'm telling you. When you give yourself over to the Lord, God will double back what you gave to him. I'm telling you. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. No, regardless to who's in the White House, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, God will provide for his children. Yes, he will. He will supply your needs. Yes, he will. Because he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. Praise God. He is Jehovah Rohi, the Lord's my shepherd. He will guide you. He will lead you into green pastures. He will lead you into righteousness and holiness. Causing you to walk in the ways of the Lord. Because he is your shepherd. He won't let the wolf overtake you. Because he is Jehovah Rohi. The Lord that is your shepherd. And the Lord is Jehovah Rapha. The Lord that heals. Yes, he will. God will heal all manner of sickness and disease. He's above all doctors, all surgeons. He's the master surgeon. You hear me? Jesus came into the world to heal all manner of sickness and disease. Yes, he did. He was destroying the works of the devil. Open up blind eyes. I'm stopping deaf ears. Cause the lame to walk. I'm telling you, Jesus healed people of cancer, of leprosy. I'm telling you, Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. Because he called God is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. We need to supply the faith as a grain of mustard seed. That's a very little bit. If you have that much faith as a grain of mustard seed, God will work a miracle in your life. Because you can speak to the yonder mountain and say, mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And if you don't let the devil put doubt in your heart to act like this is not true, what I'm preaching, amen, that this is not real, I'm telling you, God will work a miracle in your life. Yes, he will.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. Now, we're going to move on and get started with Jehovah Nissi, the Lord that will fight your battle. Praise God. Because God is a God of war. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, let's go to Exodus. Amen. Chapter 17 and start at verse number 8. What did the word of God say?
Then came the Amalek and fought with Israel in Rehoboam. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with the Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with the Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, the Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. He sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on the one side, the other on the other side. And his hands were standing to the going down of the sun.
Now listen, amen. God told them to go, and they went to battle with the Amalekites, which was the type of the devil. And I'm telling you, Moses sent Joshua and sent men out there. Now they went out there unskilled. Israel didn't know how to fight. But the Amalekites were skilled soldiers. They were qualified soldiers that knew how to fight. But they went out with faith, trusting the Lord. And when Moses went to the mountain with the rod of God in his hand and lifted up his hand, the power of God began to work among Israel, and God delivered the Amalekites in their hands. I'm telling you, God fought for Israel and caused Israel to prevail and defeat the Amalekites. Because of faith. You heard me? Faith. Amen. I want to let you know you have faith to believe God. Amen. People now want to depend on education. They want to depend on their knowledge to make things work. But I got news to let you know. God didn't say we have to be educated to trust him. God did not command us to have all the knowledge to have to be able to let the power of God work. But all we need to do is supply faith to believe his word, knowing that God is Jehovah Nissi. He will intervene. He will fight your battle. I'm talking what the power of God can do, because there is nothing too hard for God. I'm telling you, there's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Amen. Take the limit off in God. God can do the impossible. I'm telling you, if God can take air and make a brand whole new universe, amen, make creatures, make people, make man, I'm saying, out of just air, you know what God can do. He can do wonders. Glory to God. I'm telling you, he can do wonders. The Lord can heal your body of sickness and disease, regardless to what the doctor said, regardless to what the surgeon said, regardless to what the specialist said. God can blow the mind of the medical science and perform a miracle in your life. I'm telling you what the power of God can do. Take the limit off in God and let God work a miracle in your life. Amen. We're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith because he is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord that will provide. Let us have prayer. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word, knowing that you are Jehovah Nissi, that you are the God that will fight our battle. Lord, look on the people in mercy, those that got issues going on, trouble in their homes, trouble on the job, trouble among people, amen, that they deal with. Lord, whatever their problem is, Lord, I want you to work a miracle in their life. Lord, wherever the devil's attacking their bodies with, Lord, I want you to stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, amen, I come against all types of sickness and disease. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Heal in Jesus' name. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know the power of God can change their life. Lord, deliver them from their old life of crime and sin. Lord, make them productive men and women in society. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival break out in them churches. Let the preacher fall on the anointing of God. That the people may get on fire for God and start living holy like you commanded in the word of God. And Lord, that you may work among the people. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, only believe. All things are possible, hallelujah. If you only believe, the Lord can do anything. No matter what you're dealing with, the Lord is there for you to fight your battle. And he is your refuge and your salvation. Those behind prison bar with Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often said, but Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan for you. So you hold on to God's untainted hand. Don't give up. Because he wants the best for you. Those are the free words that give your prayers and support of our ministry. Want you to continue to pray for us as we pray for you, and the Lord has a plan for you too. And so, but remember that God loves with the everlasting love, but most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, but whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give God a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. And pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord open up doors. We go into the jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that's behind prison bars. And those you that's incarcerated, write us. For Bibles, other life-changing material, all material to prisons are free. Got Bible questions, write me. And I'd be glad to answer them for you in return mail. And also, those in the free world, go into our website. And to the contact page, send your Bible questions in. I'll be glad to answer them for you in your privacy. Praise God. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven-Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven-Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.